You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael in for Gemma Gaudette. With Idaho's growing population, people of different cultures, lived experiences, and backgrounds are calling the Gem State home. However, we've also seen fear and misunderstanding become more commonplace. Some experts believe that we must learn how to discuss differences productively and find mutuality. That's the ability for shared action. And that's the goal of this year's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Summit at Boise State University. We are joined by some community leaders here, Jane Pavic with Wells Fargo, Aaron Nuxel with Boise Cascade, and Cody Romero with the university's Blue Skies Institute. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, we'd like to start with Aaron from Boise Cascade. Why does diversity, equity, and inclusion matter in the workplace?
Gosh, thank you very much for having us on the program today. For us, we know that there's lots of benefits from D&I that have been studied, whether it's the broader talent pool or greater employee engagement, the retention and innovation that we see in our workplaces, and of course, business results. So I think for us, it's a journey that we started a couple of years ago and more intentionally, and it has certainly brought the value into our workplace. You know, it aligns with our values at Boise Cascade of integrity and safety, respect, and pursuit of excellence. And we just think that it will create a stronger company, and inclusion creates a culture where people belong. And I think that being able to work through that together is really important for us.
Aaron, to ask again about something you just mentioned, broader talent pool, what specifically would make that happen if, you know, Boise Cascade participated in DEI summits and training? What makes that happen?
Well, a couple of things really happen with that. First of all, we learn more about the talent pool that's out there, what they expect in an employer, what would help them feel more like coming to work for Boise Cascade and feeling that they belong. We also see the broader aspect for them to ask questions about from us and how we can change that workplace. So we're seeing, as everyone knows, we have lots of generations in our workplace today. And here we have about five generations still working, different kinds of everything from the traditionalist all the way through millennials. And as we work through that, we just see the differences of associates and how we can actually change our workplace a little bit to be more welcoming and belonging. So that talent pool is changing, both whether it's generational or based on gender or race. We just know that it helps us get the conversation started.
Five generations, that's a great span. I thought I'd turn to Cody Romero, again with Blue Sky Institute. It's the seventh year that you've hosted this event. There are some Idaho leaders, including many lawmakers, who don't believe DEI should be a part of the conversation. Why continue to have this event?
I think it's important, and thank you for having us today also. I think it's important for us to remember that this is not just one individual's responsibility. It's not one business's responsibility. It's not one sector's responsibility. It's a collective responsibility across our community to move this work forward. As Aaron mentioned, I mean, in terms of business, some of the benefits that she sees within her organization, we know that there's a lot of great benefits that can happen when you have a more inclusive community. And that's what we want to see at Blue Sky. Our vision is that Idaho is a welcoming, inclusive place of prosperity for all people. So with Blue Sky, we're nonpartisan. This is not a partisan issue for us. It's really just the right thing for us to do. So that's why we continue to do it, because we believe in the work.
So to ask that question to Jane Pavic of Wells Fargo, and again, Cody, you mentioned it's not a nonpartisan issue, but to ask Jane, as a business leader, how do you deal with sometimes what feels like the lack of support from state leaders in regards to DEI?
You know, thank you for focusing on this topic. And again, I echo everyone else in having us join you today. What we do at Wells Fargo is we focus on what's right for us as a company and for our communities that we serve, the customers we serve, our employees, and then just what's happening across the nation and the globe, because we are a global company. So we try to influence the other leaders by, you know, walking the walk, leading by example. And we know that having a diverse workforce, being an inclusive employer, supporting diverse efforts across the nation through either our employment practices, our investments in their community, and giving a platform for the voices that are maybe underserved, it's going to help us as a company be more successful. Our communities are going to be more successful. It's going to help our economy overall. So what we try and do is just lead by example, keep doing the work we know that's important to Wells Fargo and important, again, to our customers, our communities. And hopefully that leading by example will influence others to follow in our path.
If you're just joining us, this is a DEI conversation with Jane Pavic of Wells Fargo, Aaron Nuxall with Boise Cascade, and Cody Romero with Boise State's Blue Sky Institute. I guess back to you, Jane, Wells Fargo, Boise Cascade. You're joined by other large Idaho companies supporting the summit. Micron, who else is on the list? Maybe that's a question for Cody.
That might be a better question for Cody, because I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can take a stab at that. We actually have, we've seen sponsorship and organizational support grow tremendously over the last couple of years. We have sponsors and organizations that are from the arts industry, education, tech, healthcare, banking, utilities. It has just continued to grow. And I want to say this year we had maybe 27 different organizations who helped us put this event on. In the last 2 years, this event has been entirely supported by the business community, which I think speaks volumes to the need and the want from our community for this type of programming.
Cody, let me stay with you to ask, who are some of the guest speakers at this year's summit? And perhaps you could also let us know the whens and the what's and the where's.
Yeah, so the summit happened in the last 2 days. So all of us are kind of just riding off the high from the energy from the last 2 days. But we had speakers from a lot. This year, we were intentionally trying to seek speakers who were from Idaho so that we could stick to our theme of uniting Idaho around the crucial need to accelerate DEI progress. So we had speakers, Shannon Rush Call, we had Odette Bellano, we had a great panel at the end of yesterday that had Randy L. Teton. Who else was on that? Kind of putting me on the spot day of. We also had Jim Foudy and Mayor Shelby from Sandpoint. Some of our breakout sessions focused on building more equitable practices. We also had a breakout session on accessibility and navigating this world when you are, some of the barriers that you have when you are experiencing a disability. We had inclusive leadership strategies, how to hire and attract top talent, performative gestures. I mean, the breadth of content that we've been able to provide, it really meets anybody where they're at. So we've seen amazing growth, and we're thrilled to have the support of the business community behind us.
We're talking about the business case for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace across Idaho. Back to you, Aaron. I imagine you have employees who are on different sides of the continuum. Some feel maybe DEI workplace isn't fast enough. Some feel are surprised by it. Some might ask, how do we just get past conversation and training? Or is that part of the journey? How do you handle a diverse workforce when it comes to this training alone?
Well, that's a great question, because we do have associates on all the spectrum, from the very, very energetic and passionate, from those who are still not quite on board. But that's why we need events like the DEI Summit that we've helped sponsor for the last 5 years, because it really helps us learn together. And for us, it's a journey. We are learning together, and we think the education, exposure, the experiences that we have together all help us move along that continuum. So for us, it does go beyond training. It's living our values every day, but it's attending workshops together. So we had, I believe, about 24 Boise Cascade associates join us, some of us from the top of the company, across our steering committee for D&I. And we think coming together and having that common experience is really important. We learn something new that we bring back and share with others in our organization. So for us, It's work every day. It's work we are excited to do, but it's hard work. And so for us being able to attend a summit like we did this last couple of days, where we can have a broad participation and where people can actually feel like they can have then questions and conversations with their leaders about some of these topics. So it's really important for us to, in our journey, to continue to have an open mindset to move forward and to help all of our associates through this journey.
And of course, Boise Cascade originates here in the state. I suppose the last question to you, Jane, Wells Fargo works regionally, nationally, and beyond. I imagine there are DEI blueprints from across the states that the bank serves.
Yes, and that's kind of our secret sauce. We have national resources, and then we also have local leaders and local resources that we leverage each other. So throughout the company, we have what's called employee resource networks. I think a lot of organizations actually have these, and they are the different diversity dimensions. We have groups that come together for learnings, for just that interaction, for support. And we have those not only on the national basis, but also here in Idaho, we have different ones, like for the Pride Employee Resource Network, the Veterans Employee Resource Network, the Latin Employee Resource Network. So we have those type of resources nationally, and then we leverage them down locally. We also have a statewide Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council, which has representation from throughout the state and in all of our different business lines. And in fact, this month, throughout the company nationally, we are holding, it's called Diversity Awareness Month. And so we have opportunities for fireside chats that are all virtual. We have continued training throughout the year for our employees. And it gets down to, the more people understand the unique differences, those unique differences are also what makes us stronger as a company. And we like to say that inclusion leverages that diversity, and that's what, you know, helps us become a stronger company, helps us retain our employees, helps us arrive at better outcomes. So it's a win-win for everyone. And yes, having national resources paired up with local resources is just a fantastic recipe for success.
Well, thank you all. We've been hearing how local businesses have embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion with Jane Pavic, Wells Fargo, Aaron Nuxel with Boise Cascade, Cody Romero with the Blue Sky Institute. Up next, we'll speak with a biologist about the fate and future of a small mammal in Idaho found mostly at high elevations. I'm Tom Michael. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.